The following program is brought to you by the friends and partners of Bobby Hogan Ministries.
Kingdom Living is on the air. It's your prophet, Bobby Hogan. On the broadcast, we're going to release a powerful prophetic word about a season of open doors. Stay right where you are. Yes, it's a season of open doors. God's getting ready to open doors for you. That's going to amaze you, doors that's going to cause you to just say, wow, look what God's done. See, I don't know about you, but my life is full of a whole lot of wows. Every week, I see something God does, a door God opens, a blessing God gives. It seems every week, sometimes maybe more than once a day throughout the week, I'm saying, wow, look what God's done. Look what God did. It's going to happen to some of you. It's going to happen to you. The Bible says, 2 Chronicles 20, verse 20, you believe God shall be established. It says, you believe his prophets, and so shall you prosper. You're going to believe this word in Jesus' name. He that hath ears, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. He that hath ears, let him hear what the Spirit saith to you. Prosperity comes through the prophetic ministry. Open doors are going to come to you because you're hearing this word. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. A season of open doors. Let's look in the word of God. The Bible says, Revelations 3, verse 7 and 8, these are the words of him who is holy and true, who holds the key of David. What he opens, no man can shut. What he shuts, no man can open. Verse 8, first part, I've set before thee an open door. God made it very plain. If I shut a door, no man can open it. But he also made it very plain. If I open a door, no man can shut it. God's getting ready to open some doors for you that no man will be able to shut. No powers on earth or even in hell will have the power or the ability to shut. Doors that's going to change your life. Major doors. We're in a time, kingdom family, of big things. We're in a time of major things. We're in a time God's doing things that is so amazing and so impossible without God that we have to recognize when they happen, only God could do it. That's where many of you are at right now. Some of you have already stepped into that season. You're seeing things happen that only God could do. And many of you throughout America and the nations of the world are stepping into that season. Even now, as you hear the prophetic word and believe it, you are stepping into that season now where things are going to happen that only God himself could do. Some things you can make happen, but some things only God can make happen. And I'm telling you, God's getting ready to open some doors for you to bring increase into your finances. God's going to open some doors for you in ministry, in business, that is going to literally be, I hear the word, Paul said, eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither entered into the heart of man what God's prepared for those that love him. Listen, you love God. And that's not talking about heaven. The next verse says God's revealed it to us through his Spirit. Listen, you love God. God's got some things prepared for you right now. We're in a now season. We're in a now moment. And God's getting ready to do things, I repeat, that is going to be so miraculous, so marvelous. And one of those things is God is going to open doors. All it takes is one door. All it takes is one prophetic word. How many times have you heard me say, one word will change your world? All it takes is one word. All it takes is one door. The facility we are in here at the headquarters of Kingdom Living is a beautiful facility. We got it at an auction. And we had a real miracle. But we come into the facility and the people there before us had taken the doors off the church. They had taken things out of the church. They had taken sinks and all kinds of things. And they took every door off of the hinges except one door. And when the city come out to inspect the fire marshal, I'll never forget it. I forgot how many doors was in this facility. It's quite a number. I don't know, 30, 60, I don't remember, maybe 68. And he said, because they left that one door, we can grandfather you in. If they had not left that one door, it would have cost us tens and tens and tens of thousands of more dollars. But that one door saved us tens and tens of thousands of dollars. One door. I feel it. See, some of you, it's not just going to be one door. It's going to be doors. God's going to open many doors. Let's go back to this verse. Jesus said, I shut a door, no man can open it. I open a door, no man can shut it. He made it plain. If I open a door, nobody can do anything about it. See, I've discovered something. You know, man can fire you. Man can hire you, man can fire you. Man can promote you, man can demote you. But if man hires you, if God hires you, man can't do anything about it. Man can't fire you. If God promotes you, you know what? Man can't demote you. And if God opens a door for you, no man can shut that door. We're in a season where God is opening doors. And you know, the reason some of you are going, I'm hearing in my spirit, doors of opportunity. Doors of opportunity. How's these doors of opportunity going to open? Because of favor. Favor. Go ahead, say it out loud. Favor. Favor will open doors of opportunity for you that are not open for other people. During the pandemic, the worst of the pandemic, my wife, Prophetess Teresa, and myself go to Israel. We got special permission from the government. Others applied for permission. They did not get it. We got it. It was a miracle. It happened so quick. That's another thing, prophetic word, get ready for doors to open quick. You have to be ready when these doors are open. Some of you won't have time to get ready. You must be ready. You must be ready for that moment that can change everything. I was in Virginia. I was planning on coming home once we got permission and getting my fresh clothes and getting with my wife and us flying on the same flight. Listen, it didn't work out that way. I had to fly straight from Virginia. We got to Israel. We was on a time schedule. We had to be there at a certain time. We got to Israel. They had not seen tourists. Some people had not seen tourists for a year and a year and a half. They would say, how did you get here? One day a taxi driver stopped, rolled his window down. What are you doing here? They couldn't believe we were there. Couldn't believe how we got there. They couldn't believe we were there. And my wife one day, she come to me and said, God spoke to me. She said, and God said, just because it don't happen for others don't mean it won't happen for you. Just because it don't happen for others don't mean it won't happen for you. Others wanted to go to Israel. Others applied for permission to go to Israel. They didn't go, but we were able to go. Favor give us the opportunity. And I am prophetically decreeing, just because it don't happen for others don't mean it won't happen for you. It's going to happen for you. This is your set time. God set time to favor Zion. God set time to favor you. And that favor is going to open doors of opportunity. That favor is going to open doors. Others will not have those doors open, but you will. My wife was in another state preaching and prophesied and said, somebody's getting ready in this church to get a $1 million contract. Somebody's going to get a $1 million contract. Well, a few months later, the pastor's wife called my wife and said, my husband, which was a business person, every man in the church was a businessman. She said, my husband just got his first $1 million contract. The church was blessed. Their family was blessed. The church is paid off. But how come he got that door? How come he got that contract and others didn't? It's called favor. Favor opened that door of opportunity that caused him to get the million-dollar contract when others didn't get it. I've got to say it again. Just because it don't happen for others don't mean it won't happen for you. It's going to happen for you. In the name of Jesus Christ, glory to God, things are getting ready to move so fast, so quick. Doors are going to open. It's going to be amazing. Once again, only God can do it. All you'll be able to do is say, wow, look what God did. I got to take a break. I want you to know about a few outreaches of our ministry, what you are helping us do around the world. And I'll be right back to continue this prophetic word.
Thank you, Kingdom Living Partners, for helping us successfully have our first Bible disbursement in Lahore, Pakistan. For over a year now, our Kingdom Living broadcast has been airing on King Television Network, and now we are on Abundant Life Network out of Pakistan. And now we are expanding our ministry there through the Kingdom Living Bible Disbursement. Without you, it would be impossible to do what we are doing in Pakistan and around the world. Thank you for helping us make a difference in lives, not just in America, but in other nations of the world.
I wanted to give you a report of our ministry in Poland, helping the refugees from Ukraine. You may know my son Caleb stayed in Ukraine until the day after the war broke out, and he went into Poland. I was there just a few days before the war broke out, before I come back to America. My son Caleb has been every day transporting refugees, feeding, clothing, even housing, doing something to help these people, many who absolutely come across the border knowing nobody in Poland, having very few personal belongings. My wife's ministry, Divine Destiny, her partners, along with Kingdom Living, our partners, have helped make a change, a difference in so many lives. And I just wanted you to know that we are still, my son Caleb is still there every day working to help these precious people. I don't think he's had a day off. The other day he got in bed at 4 a.m. The need is so great, but we are making a difference. And I want to thank you, Kingdom family, Kingdom partners, for what you have done to help us help the refugees from Ukraine. God bless you. Genesis chapter 12, verse 2, God tells Abram, I'm going to make of thee a great nation. I'm going to bless you, make your name great, and you will be a blessing. Kingdom Living's Bless to Bless feeding program has been in operation now, thanks to you, for several months, feeding the children in Old Mexico and telling them about Jesus. Yes, every week, children are being fed and hearing about the love of God. And now we've expanded to the Philippines, reaching some of the poorest children, children from the slums, feeding them a great meal, and they're learning about Jesus. The last report I got, in one day, 180 was fed and 6 gallons of ice cream was given. Yes, my Kingdom family and my Kingdom partners, together we are making a difference around the world. Not only preaching the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, but feeding and telling these precious children about Jesus. Jesus said in Matthew 25, verse 40, when you do it to the least of these, my brethren, you do it unto me. Thank you on the behalf of all the people around the world we are reaching, and especially through our feeding program, Blessed to Be a Blessing, in Old Mexico and the Philippines. Well, praise God. Continuing this prophetic word about a season of open doors. Listen to this verse. 1 Corinthians 16, verse 9. For Paul said, for a great door full of opportunities is open. For a great door full of opportunities is open. Now, Paul said a door, but I am prophesying doors full of opportunities. You know, God has blessed me so much. I've had so many opportunities to preach in places and preach to crowds and preach in nations that many preachers only dream about. And I'm not qualified in the natural. I don't have the degrees that some have and diplomas and all of this and that and education under my belt. But I had an experience with God and I become soft with God and God has blessed me and favored me and opened doors of opportunity. And I have found myself doing things and places that is like in the book of Psalms when the children of Israel, God turned their captivity. They said it was like a dream. It was like a dream. It was too good to be true, but it was true. And some of you are getting ready to have, I'm prophesying, there's such a prophetic anointing on the broadcast. Some of you are getting ready to have doors open that's just going to be too good to be true. That's how you're going to know it's God, because God's going to do things that's too good to be true in the natural, things that people might say could never happen, doors of opportunity. And you know, I'm hearing in the natural, there's different kinds of doors. There's hinge doors. Doors you have to reach out with your hand and open. They're sliding doors. You have to reach out once again, use effort. But there's something called automatic doors. And those automatic doors, all you have to do is get at the right place and an unseen sensor will pick you up and those doors will open and all you have to do is walk through. I was at a store a while back and I just spoke about open doors. And when I got to the doors to that store, that sensor picked me up and those doors opened up. I just about had church. And a few days later, I went to another store, same thing, except this time it was double doors. And I'm telling some of you, the Holy Spirit is heaven's sensor. And it's picked you up. It's picked your faithfulness up. It's picked your faith up. Hallelujah. And God's getting ready to open doors. And all you'll have to do is walk through. I decree and declare every door that God has predestined and preordained to be open for you are going to open in the name of Jesus. Let's look in the Word of God, Acts chapter 16. You know the story, Paul and Silas in jail. I'm not really preaching on that story, but I want to go to the last part of that story. So to get to the last part, let me take just a couple minutes. They were in jail and they had been beat. And the Bible says in verse 25 at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed praises to God. And you know the prisoners heard them. And the Bible says that some things happened. Number one, there was an earthquake. God sent an earthquake. Number two, there was a shaking. The prison shook. The earthquake. I like to think about that. God said, the heaven's my throne, the earth's my footstool. In other words, God's feet is on the earth. He heard Paul and Silas singing. He starts patting his feet. And when he did, the earth starts what? Shaking. There was an earthquake. Then there was a shaking. But what happened? It says immediately, all the doors were open. All the doors in the prison were open after Paul and Silas prayed and sung praises to God. Now, I am decreeing and declaring that all doors that God has for you, and I'm feeling there's ministers, I'm hearing enlargement, more property, more land, more outreach. There's business people, more contracts, more connections, doors to new areas of income. But I'm not a preacher. I'm not a business person. I'm talking to you. Some of you, it's a door in the educational realm. Some of you, it's going to be doors. I don't want to limit to doors. Some of you applied for a job and you've not got one response, you're getting ready to have so many phone calls, so many letters saying, come in for an interview, or come in, we've already hired you, whatever. It's going to be amazing. But doors, you may not be in ministry, may not be in business, but you need income. Doors that bring new areas of income. Doors that release finances like you have never had before. These doors are getting ready to open. Some of you say, well, I just had a door shut. Well, you know what that means? A better door is getting ready to open. I have had doors shut. And when the last time that happened, and God's been so good, I got so many churches I go to every year, sometimes twice a year, and most of them we have faithfully worked with for years, many of them, but some time ago we had some enemies and I had a door shut. And I was not happy about it because I hadn't done anything wrong, and I loved the minister at this church, the pastor. He was closer to me than a brother. And so I was upset in my spirit and upset in my flesh. But God, see, I've learned, if we just trust God, you trust him even if you can't trace him. That door shut, and within days, God opened a door for me that was so big, a door that to this day still amazes me. This door was in one of the churches that at one time was one of the top 10 biggest churches in America in the Pentecostal Charismatic Rim. If you had a door shut, I'm talking to somebody, even in a relationship, somebody just shut the door. You thought that relationship, yeah, I'm seeing it. You thought that was it. No, that door shut, you're heartbroken. But I'm telling you, God shut that door because he was protecting you. He's not trying to hurt you. Sometimes rejection is protection. Sometimes rejection is protection. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Sometimes God shuts a door because he sees what's on the other side. That could be in business, in ministry, your personal life. He shuts a door because he knows what you don't know. But you hear me, when a door shuts, a new door will open. It's just the way God works. And the door God will open will be far greater than the door that was shut. Sometimes you think the devil's the one that shuts the door. Sometimes it's God that shuts the door. I repeat, because he's watching out for you. But I repeat also, new doors are going to open. New doors are going to open. One door shut, you can expect at least two doors to open in its place. And you can't expect seven. Amen. Whatever the devil does, amen, you can get double, even seven. If God does it, amen, you can know for sure God's going to bless you with greater and more. I'm telling you, it's a season of open doors. You just believe what I'm prophesying. I'm your prophet, and I am talking to you. Some of you don't even listen to television preachers, or maybe you do, but you don't like them. But you're listening to me right now, and you are trying to believe what I'm prophesying. You better believe it. Well, some of you need some change in your life. You need some new territory. You need some new finances. Need some new people. Need some new contracts. Open doors. Opportunity. I'm closing the broadcast. Favor is going to bring you doors of opportunity. Doors of opportunity that are impossible without God. But nothing is impossible with God, and nothing is impossible through faith. Nothing is impossible. So believe the word of God, the rhema word that I'm releasing at this time. As you believe the word, the Bible says in Acts, some believed and some believed not. As you believe, you'll be one of those that step into the realm of the supernatural when it comes to open doors. Man, I felt the Spirit of God on the broadcast. I feel faith on the broadcast. And I know that even now as I am prophetically decreeing, and many of you throughout the nations of the world and America are believing what I'm prophesying. In return, angels are going right now working on your behalf. Somebody's going to get a phone call, a letter in the mail, a knock on your door, within hours or days, and you're going to find out that this prophetic word come to pass and God's doing new things and opening new doors for you, your finances, your family, your ministry, your church, your business. New doors, a season of open doors. Well, I thank you for watching the broadcast. And I want to encourage you, as I do most every week, to seal this word with a seed. There is power in a seed. Everything comes from a seed. You come from a seed. I come from a seed. Jesus come from a seed. Come on, the furniture here in this room come from a seed. Everything comes from a seed. There's something about your seed that gets the attention of God. Sowing a seed is an act of faith, and God always honors faith. He says how it works in the kingdom. And I want to encourage you to sow a seed. Are you ready for this? I read to you from Revelations chapter 3, verse 7 and 8. And verse 8 says, I have set before thee an open door. I want to encourage you to sow a seed. There's several of you, especially in ministry and business, that needs to sow a seed of $308. Revelations 3, verse 8. $308. No, you're not buying anything. You're not purchasing anything. Start thinking kingdom. Start thinking kingdom. You're not buying a miracle. I'm not using something. Sometimes God will use a prophet to get something to you, not something from you. But when you give, it's given back. Many of you, you call it my seed for open doors, my open door seed. Revelations 3, verse 8, I set before thee an open door. Many of you can sow a $308 seed, $308. Others of you can sow a seed of $138. And all of you, with few exceptions, can sow a seed of $38. Revelations 3, verse 8, one more time. I've set before thee an open door. He didn't say, I'm going to. He said, I have, and I am proclaiming he has. You'll begin to see it happen if you believe this word. You'll begin to see it manifested. Once again, somebody's going to get a phone call, a letter in the mail, knock on your door, an opportunity you never had, an opportunity. I got to go. My time's come and gone. You have a blessed evening, day. And remember, it's a season of open doors. Be blessed.
Thank you, Kingdom Living Partners, for helping us successfully have our first Bible disbursement in Lahore, Pakistan. For over a year now, our Kingdom Living broadcast has been airing on King Television Network, and now we are on Abundant Life Network out of Pakistan. And now we are expanding our ministry there through the Kingdom Living Bible disbursement. Without you, it would be impossible to do what we are doing in Pakistan and around the world. Thank you for helping us make a difference in lives, not just in America, but in other nations of the world.
This broadcast has been brought to you by the friends and partners of Bobby Hogan Ministries. If you have been blessed by this prophetic broadcast, prayerfully consider sowing a seed and help us continue preaching the word with a message of faith and hope. You may contact the ministry by calling 479-755-8888 or writing to us at Kingdom Living P.O. Box 2665, Fort Smith, Arkansas 72902. You may also visit our website, bobbyhogan.org.